Today we're talking about love. Love, 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 love. So we just celebrated Valentine's Day. At least when I'm recording this, it's the week of Valentine's Day. And we know that everybody's talking about Valentine's Day, buying gifts, going for dinner, buying flowers. Children are also, getting their first expression of Valentine's Day based on their ages. So some are making cards for mom and dad saying, "I love you." Some children, as they're getting older, are probably doing Valentine's Day where they're celebrating with their girlfriends. Or boys are getting ready as well to figure out who they're going to buy roses for and give gifts to and chocolates. But I want to talk about love from a very different perspective. And I want to talk about love from a place of self-love. Love has many expressions. Love is a doing, living, feeling, right? You don't say you love somebody and then you don't do the things that make that person feel loved. Now, a lot of times we focus on love as a doing to somebody else, as an action or set of actions we take for somebody else to feel loved, either our spouses, or our children, our friends, our sisters, our parents. There's always somebody external that we're taking care of, especially as women and mothers. But today, I want to talk about the importance of self-love and what it really means to love yourself. What does it mean to love yourself in all aspects, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet? And many times as women, it can be very, very easy to focus on the doing and the being for others and forgetting to take care of ourselves. Now, for me, self-love means that you're able to care for you from a place of deep love, from a place of deep acceptance, and from a place where you have undone and removed all the labels that you might have grown up with. We all have different labels that we've picked up along the way. Some were directly said to us, some were things we inferred, some were based on how we saw the world and our experiences of the world. So we might have different labels, right? So some labels, such as you're bossy or you're too emotional, or you know what, you're not, you don't clean well enough, or you're not a good cook. Or whatever it is, there's so many labels, and it's really important that we spend some time looking at what are some of those labels that have become, quote unquote, our identity by default because we've just picked it up along the way. How are we not giving ourselves full acceptance? Because if we don't love ourselves fully and love ourselves deeply, it's very difficult sometimes to get the love externally as well. And what I mean by that is if you don't love yourself, if you don't fully accept yourself, and for example, you're married and your spouse is showing you love in a way that doesn't feel real to you because you don't maybe love that part of yourself, you're going to find that you resist because in your mind, you cannot be lovable for that particular fill in the blank. So if your spouse or your sister or your friend, your children are loving you for that part of yourself that you don't love yourself for, it's very difficult, or it can be very difficult to accept that love and to take that love and to receive it. So I want you to first of all just sit in that space of, do you love yourself? How do you love yourself? And what can you do to show yourself more love? I think those three questions are so critical and something we should do on a daily basis. Now, under those three questions will come the next step of, what do you do when it comes to self-care? And self-care is directly proportional to how much self-love you have for yourself. If you don't love yourself, you don't believe that you deserve to be taken care of by yourself, it's going to be almost impossible to make self-care a priority in your life. And self-care is important because it's only when you take care of your needs internally that you can actually have more to give, both to yourself and to others in your life, in your family, in your home, in your business. Whatever hat it is you're wearing. So the act of self-love means just looking inward and saying, what do you need? How do you feel love? What makes you smile? And then what do you control? Because we control so much more than we realize. Sometimes women give their power away to spouses, to children, to somebody else from the outside, giving them the validation that they need. But we need to realize that we need to validate ourselves. And when you validate yourself, when you can look in the mirror and take in every single thing, every wrinkle and every black spot and everything about you, and you look at yourself with just compassion. For some people, they've never been able to do that. You know, it's difficult. When I started the journey, I realized that I had to look at myself first and love myself fully as I am. It doesn't mean that we don't strive to be better. It doesn't mean that we don't strive to achieve bigger and better goals. But it means that you do it from a place of love and acceptance, not from a place of running away from who you are or the essence of who you are, trying to find yourself in the next activity and the next course and the next, you know, volunteering opportunity, but rather starting from a place of you are enough for you. Like, can we just sit and let that settle? That we are enough as we are for ourselves. Yes, you are enough. And that's truly what self-love means, is accepting that you are enough. Now, let's move that feeling on. So when you feel you're enough and you know you're enough and you love yourself and you accept yourself, you can start to say, you know what? I'm not doing this for external validation. I'm doing it because I want to do it. I love myself. I accept myself. And then you take that same energy, and that's the energy you then pour outwards. So as a mother, your children are learning about love from you. They are picking up what self-love means, like from how you show yourself self-love. So are you in a good mood? Or if you're not doing so great for whatever reason, perhaps you're stressed out, you've heard upsetting news, it's been a long day, you're not feeling very well, what do? To take care of yourself. Are you somebody who, when you're not feeling well, you still want to do everything for everybody and you will not ask for help, for example? That is not self-love. Self-love is accepting that, you know what, right now, I'm not feeling very well, or I'm really stressed out, and therefore I am going to take these actions to bring myself back to a place of peace and calm. You doing that and your children seeing you do that, it's very important for them to learn what it means to love yourself and to take care of yourself. Our children's impression of love, or what it is, really starts from the foundation in the home from their parents. So whatever we show them is what they're usually going to model. Of course, a lot of people get older and they can, you know, go through therapy, through coaching, through growth, they can sometimes realize that what they experienced as a child was not ideal. And they know that there's a better way, you know, there's a better option. You can definitely walk in that path. But what we're seeing is that for the average person, for the average mom, for example, for the average dad or whoever is listening to this, you know, when it comes to a place of abundance, whoever you have in your life as a child around you is learning about love and idea of abundance from you. So the only way you can teach abundance, you can teach love, you can teach acceptance, self-acceptance, is for you to believe that first about yourself, so that you can then show the people around you. And I won't just say your children, because some of us have people in our lives who are not our biological children who are learning some of these things through us. So it's important. It's really so critical. If that's the gift you give yourself as we celebrate this week of love, you know, around the world, is how are you loving yourself? How are you giving yourself that care that you need so that you can actually be the best version of yourself? And because we all evolve, you know, seasons change, things are happening, there's so many external factors that we deal with on a daily basis from the time we wake up to the time we go to bed. It is our choice on how we show up that we control. We don't control what our children do or say. We don't control if this is the day your child is going to decide that the food you made, they don't like it, they don't enjoy it. You can respond with sensitivity to that situation, or you can respond realizing that, all right, you know what, maybe this particular meal just wasn't what this child wanted today. No problem. What else can we do? You want to eat something else? Do you want to just, you know, eat this because that's all we have right now? And mom has spent a lot of time putting energy into making this meal for you. I know you don't really like it, but can you still eat it? You know, being able to even show up with that grace and respond with love to somebody who said something challenging to you is really important. And you can only do that if you are at a place of peace and calm yourself. Now, that child who responded and said, I didn't like the food you made for dinner for me, which, by the way, happened to me yesterday, you know, I could either respond with, you know, defensiveness and say, what do you mean? Do you know how long it's taking me to get that meal put together and you're telling me you don't like it? Or I can say, oh, really? Which is what happened. I said, oh, wow. yeah, you know, what exactly is it you don't like about that? Or really, okay, do you think you can just have a little bit of it? Or do you want to try something else? You know, it's a conversation, but you can only have that open conversation when you are not defensive. And the only way I found to not be defensive is to be in a good place as much as possible, to love myself, to take care of me, and to realize that I am enough and I'm doing my best. And that is usually enough, right? And I don't control anybody else, but what I control is my mind, my attitude, and my actions, you know? And when you immerse that in love and self-love and acceptance, that is where a lot of this grows out of. And that's where people then see you and think, you always just seem to be in a good, calm place. How do you do it? And you realize you don't have to pretend and say, oh, that's just how I am. No. You say, you know what? I prioritize my self-love. As a result, I take care of myself mentally, physically, emotionally, and I'm doing the things to make me the best version of myself. And love is a regular, daily, hourly, minute-by-minute, you know, reality. You know, we can continuously improve when it comes to loving ourselves, taking care of ourselves, accepting ourselves. It is a journey, because depending on who you are, your upbringing, your culture, where you're from, the labels you've picked up along the way, the challenges, your responses to life, you know, how resilient you were in the midst of some of the challenges you faced, that is going to have shaped who you are as an adult. And so for you to start to undo it, you need to go back to the basics. If you haven't listened to it, I have an episode on here about reparenting. And the idea of reparenting is taking care of yourself and looking at the young you. What did you need that you didn't get? That feeling hasn't gone away. That feeling has just come up and grown up with you. So if you've never taken the time to go backwards and say, you know what exactly is it that I felt I didn't get that I needed? How do I now give myself that? Because guess what? As an adult, you can take care of your child, which is you, your young self. You can take care of your young self and give your young self the love that you feel he or she didn't get when you were a child. And when you start from there, you get used to giving yourself love, looking in the mirror, smiling at yourself, saying a kind word in the morning, you know, having your affirmations, all of those things. It's like a muscle. The more you do it, the more your mind, your neural pathways get used to the idea that when I look at myself in the mirror, I feel love and peace and acceptance, you know, versus, oh my God, here we go again. Look at you. Your hair's out of place. Oh, you're always messing up. You're always late. You're always forgetting stuff. It's a very, very different vibe. So you need to take away anti-judge and bring in anti-acceptance, your wiser self that looks at you with a sense of grace, forgiveness, and love. I really hope that this has just spoken to you as a mom. You're doing amazing. You're doing a great. You're doing great. You're doing what you know how to do with where you are at this point in your life. And that needs to be enough. Now, if you want different things, which is why we all set SMART goals and, you know, we're constantly thinking about what next and how do we achieve it. If you ever feel in your life that something is not quite in sync, or you don't have the harmony you feel you want to have in your life, your work, your business, whatever it is, identify it, identify how you're feeling. Don't feel stuck by it. Then you can go and look for the resources, the coach, the mentor, you know, that you need to help you get through to that next stage. But what you cannot do is to feel stuck and to judge yourself for feeling stuck. It's fine to feel stuck. Right. Sometimes what brings you to this level is not what will take you to the next level. Right. So you need to look at your realities and say, all right, what's not feeling right? What's not sitting right with me? Then, all right, what do I need to do about it? Do I have the skill set I need to get me there? Or do I need to get external support to get me there? And I think that's where you start to have the power, is when you realize that whatever you want to achieve, you can. It's just a matter of how. But first of all, being able to identify what you want, why you want that, and then figuring out the how usually is where the work comes. But everything must come from a place of acceptance, of self-love, of knowing that you are enough and not judging yourself. You can judge the season. The season might be a busy season. The season might be one where your children are, because they're teenagers, or or, you know, they're going through to a new school, whatever it is, it might be a bit of an unsettling season because everybody's trying to figure out their new reality. So you can look at the season and say, phew, this is a tough season right now. But never stop loving yourself through it all. Because it's when it's a tough season and then you stop loving yourself on top of it, what happens? You can just imagine. It's like an eruption, right? So it's stress plus stress plus stress equals more toxic stress, which does your body and your mind no good. So you always want to try and find a way to settle back into, what do I need right now? How do I commit to continuing to love myself? And how do I continue to do the things that I need to help me be my best version of myself so that I can then show up and show up in the world, in my family, my business, whatever it is that your role is. But your being is very different from your doing. And what I want to invite you to do is to bring self-love to a being situation. How can I be in a space of self-love all the time for myself? Thank you for listening. And I really, really am sending you love and light. And I would love to encourage you to do it on a daily basis till it becomes second nature. Love yourself. Wake up and do whatever it is that makes you feel loved. And check in through the day. Have a love scale, if you will. How are you feeling? Start to pay attention to it. You'll start to see when during the day, what situations or what people around you tends to deplete that. Because self-love is like a tank. And the more you fill it, the harder it is for it to ever be fully depleted to a point where you just want to scream. All right? So lead with self-love. No guilt. You are supposed to live this life abundantly. And to do that, you must be somebody who's so full, whose tank is so full of love and acceptance for you to be in a place of abundance where then you can give more and more and more to yourself and to other people around you. And let's remember that our children are watching us. The way we love ourselves, the way we take care of ourselves makes all the difference with them. All right? Thank you. And if you want to get in touch, please do so. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear if you've been on this love journey, what has challenged you, what has worked for you, and where are you on your journey? Remember, no judgment. We're all on different journeys in our individual lives. And I'll end with this saying, do not put your ladder up against somebody else's wall and climb that. Put your ladder up against your wall and keep climbing. All right? Bye, everybody.